Last year, the Alaska legislature voted to give the Mat-Su Borough $100,000 to perform an assessment of the Talkeetna sewer and water system. The borough has contracted CRW Engineering Group to conduct the study. Andrea Meeks, a civil engineer with CRW, says the assessment is designed to help develop a plan to balance the books, which are currently running at an annual deficit of about $100,000.
Our approach is pretty much two-pronged. One is to look at how we can reduce the costs of the system, but the other is a utility rate analysis to determine how best to generate the revenues, whether through a rate increase or some other mechanism, to cover the costs of the system.
On Thursday, an engineering team was in Talkeetna to observe how the system operates as part of the cost reduction component of the strategy. Andrea Meeks says there are a number of factors that could help drive down operating costs.
Are there areas where we can improve energy efficiency, or are there older facilities or older systems that should be replaced because they're not operating as well as they could be? So we're going to look at it in terms of physically what can be done to the system to reduce costs and improve operation.
Andrea Meeks says that the second part of the plan, revenue, will likely involve some form of rate increase, though it's too early to say what that might look like. Other options include exploring the possibility of area taxes through the borough and a reexamination of how customers are classified in the system. Currently, only two groups exist, residential and commercial users.
In addition to looking at what kinds of revenues are needed, we're going to be looking at the customer classifications and if they're currently appropriate or if they should be modified because of the varying use of the water and sewer. There are seasonal highs here. There are obviously tourists that come to town. Are there some different customer classifications that we can look at? And would the board, the borough, and the community support those different customer classifications? Because obviously they're going to affect everybody.
Andrea Meeks says she was impressed by the engagement of the 20 community members who attended a meeting earlier this week to discuss the sewer and water system. She says that input from that meeting could have an impact on what options are explored for other sources of funding.
Based on what I heard the other night, I'm certainly open to considering what some of the options are for Talkeetna to generate additional revenue, but I am by no means a tax attorney. but we can ask the question, and that's what we're prepared to do.
A draft of the Talkeetna Sewer and Water Assessment is planned to be completed by May. After that, CRW Engineering Group plans to take comments on the draft, including holding another meeting in Talkeetna. Afterwards, the report will be finalized and sent to the borough. Currently, the borough assembly has no plans to address the rates for Talkeetna Sewer and Water until August, pending review of the findings. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.